So in our church, we practice open communion. So that means that everyone is welcome to participate if you feel you want to. But again, I'm going to put out the disclaimer that I'm not going to take it personally if you don't want to be a part of this, and I'm pretty sure that the universe won't be offended either. When my brother was 5, he declared that apples were the perfect food because no matter if you are hungry or thirsty, they will satisfy you. And so as I was thinking about using apples for this service, that just felt especially appropriate. Today, they are both bread and wine, both a reminder of how the universe feeds us and takes care of us, as well as how we feed each other and take care of each other. So our invitation comes from Jacob Trapp. Simply to be and to let things be as they speak wordlessly from the mystery of what they are. Simply to say a silent yes to the hillside flowers, to the trees we walk under. To pass from one person to another a morsel of bread, or today a slice of apple. An answering yes. This is the simplest, the quietest of sacraments. I invite you now to take part of this community communion. As you are able, come forward and take a slice of apple and then offer the bowl to the next person so that we are feeding each other. And then you can take your apple slice back to your pew and enjoy it there. And Rachel will be playing number 332 in the hymnal if you want to hum along. Thank you, Eternal One, for this opportunity to come together, to recognize each other, to nourish our spirits and bodies. We take this peace with us.